Good morning, everyone. It's 10:01 a.m. This is David Corus, committee co-chair. I'm going to call the meeting to order, and we'll begin with roll call in no particular order. Parker Wise.
Here.
Doug DeLina.
Here.
John Johnson.
Here.
Paul Hinch.
Here.
And Tom Patton.
Here.
Great. Moving on to the next item, I will entertain a motion for the approval of the minutes of our February 21st committee meeting.
Also move that, David.
Second.
Moved by John, second by Doug. Any questions or comments? Okay, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, moving on to public comment. Andrew, would you please open the line?
Sure. If there are any members of the public who wish to speak at this time, please press star 6 to unmute your line. Again, that's star 6 to unmute your line, and then please state your name.
Kevin Blacker, I'd like to speak.
Yep, go right ahead, Mr. Blacker.
So, I guess in the past couple months, you guys have been given an update, in these finance committee meetings about a breakdown on legal expenses of what is internal and external. We've all been hearing about the, responding to DOJ or the federal investigation, Attorney General investigation, and some other, I don't know if there's anything ongoing with the Office of State Ethics. Hadn't heard anything about, litigation, I guess, that's being brought against the Port Authority, but the press reported on, Trish Annis, an inside investigator, the day followed up on this lawsuit that Blakeslee, one of the subcontractors of Kiewit, has brought against Kiewit and Travelers and the Port Authority. So I was hoping that there'd be some, update on what those costs are and if they're expected to be significant. So that was one question. Hoping that the Finance Committee is willing to give the public and the press some indication of what the price at stake here, what the increase in price is going to be, what the taxpayer is going to be asked to contribute, what you guys are going to go to the bond commission for. That meeting is scheduled for the 31st of March. You have to know with pretty good confidence, what it is you're going to be asking for. I think the public deserves to know, and the legislature deserves to know, what it is you guys are considering asking, even if it's just a ballpark figure. Then I guess just would like to see if anyone's willing to give any update on what's going on with the federal investigation, whether you guys are actively responding to stuff, whether things seem to have petered out or anything you guys are willing to share on that would be appreciated. So that's all I have to say at this time. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Any other members of the public wish to speak at this time? Any other members of the public? Reminder, star 6. Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, the financial update. And Ulysses and Veronica, I'll hand it over to you two.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. Veronica will be outlining, as always, the financials, the updated financials. These will be financials that are effective as of February the 28th. including operating, legal, and bond. So, Veronica, take it away.
Thank you, Ulysses. Under general operations, not too much activity between last month and this month. Still waiting on some estimated revenue to come in. We did receive the third quarter DOT appropriation that we get, so now we have the first, second, and third quarter recorded. We have one more that will probably come the beginning of April, which will help somewhat to boost up our revenue projections. Salaries, payroll, taxes, everything is on track. No surprises there. In contractual services, once again, I've tried to capture and give you notes off to the side the types of expenses that we record. Nothing's really changed from last month. I did give you a separate report for the legal expenses, which is included in your February packet. Trips. I did indicate in the marketing business development area, those trips are for Boston and the Alexandria conference that took place in the prior quarter. There isn't really... The expenses under admin in general are the normal monthly. We're up to date on our rental payments for this old Saybrook office. So far, we're up to date on any Eversource and, City of New London Public Works for State Pier public water, sewer, and stormwater. I will mention that there's a new invoice that popped up from the City of New London Public Works for stormwater, which is at an address that we didn't get billed for before. So between myself and Lori and Joe Salvatore, we're trying to get to the bottom of this new invoice to really determine whether it's something that the CPA should be paying until Gateway takes over operations of the pier. So I just want to let you know that we are researching that. We're up to date on our insurance payments. We go back and forth with Gallery on that. Another area that has surfaced was warehouse number 2, which is covered under our broker's umbrella Gallery insurance, which we are... I'm on the understanding that once Gateway takes over operation of the port, they will be entering into their own insurance policy for warehouse number 2. I requested a copy of that policy and coverage that the CPA is currently has on warehouse number 2 so that we can give that information to Gateway so that they know what we have covered, and I don't know what their plan is for going through an insurance broker once they take over operation. Everything else is on track. I did display this a little bit differently, but the same. As you can see, we still have a net deficit of $322,362. And mainly that is because of revenue. We're anticipating revenue coming in. All the other expenses, though, are on track for what we had projected in our budget for 2023. But as you can note, at the end of the third page of the general operations report, you know, I've reported the cash account in Essex 6805. I've subtracted what we owe as of the end of February to DOT for our pay, our salaries and benefits. Right now we're at a negative 207, so I subtracted that from our available cash balance. And I've also added, or subtracted, if you will, that net position of $322,362, which, you know, technically at this point in time you would subtract from your cash account. So the adjusted cash balance as of February 28th, we're down to $951,876. And hopefully that makes it a little bit clearer as far as explaining how we would cover any net position that we had as a certain point in time. And at this point in time, I'm talking about the end of February. Hopefully that's self-explanatory. Yes.
Veronica, this is David. I've got a question. Wouldn't the budget deficit already be reflected in our cash position? It seems like we're double counting the deficit by taking it on that bottom line. I understand why we added in the core account deficit that we would have to pay, because that is something that is an outstanding fund transfer that is not reflected on our P&L. But I would think that those two lines together would be a comprehensive picture of our cash position that would already encompass or already account for the budget deficit. No?
Well, let's say, for an example, this was June 30th, and we had that net position of 322, we would have to cover that with the cash. So it was my attempt to kind of show that, yes, we're running a deficit, and if we were, say, we've not received any further revenue for this fiscal year, we would have enough cash in our S-6805 to cover that deficit. So I don't think I'm counting it twice.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you're right, David. I think it is counting it twice because it is out of the 228 balance. That would be appropriate if you were starting with the cash balance at the beginning of the fiscal year.
Right. If it was taken from where we started the year, right. But the account has already netted out the revenue and expenses and already has drawn down by that amount over the course of the fiscal year, because we're operating a deficit.
Correct. Exactly. Right. Go ahead.
No, I'm all set.
Yeah. But you're absolutely right. I mean, as we pay those expenses that you see, they have been subtracted from the cash account. Yes. Okay. So I do see your point of view. So, you know, it's a matter of, we know what our deficit is at this point in time, so you would rather not subtract that from, at the bottom of the report, the revenue versus expenses as of February 28th.
Yeah, I think I would remove that line, and then we could talk about whether or not it makes sense to start doing a projection, right? Because I think if there's a delta in the deficit, or if it becomes a surplus by the end of the year, that may be something that we want to start taking into consideration. But if we're just looking at current cash position to understand kind of how much more room we have, then I would take that out.
Okay. And I do see your point. Yes. So did I have any other questions on general operations or legal expense report?
I'll say on the legal, I'll add a little bit, and Ulysses, you can jump in here as well in response to to the public comment with just sort of an update on various investigations and sort of driving these costs and what might we see over the coming months. To drastically overly simplify, I would say that we are not aware of any ongoing ethics activity. There are no, you know, ongoing transfers of information, and there hasn't been for some time. And so there are no current expenses there or anticipated. There have been no expenses associated with the DOJ inquiry at all this fiscal year. There was a lot of expense associated with transferring information to them about a year ago, and there has been no request for further information since that time. Our understanding is one of the two attorney general's investigations is closed, and there has been some very modest exchange of information related to one of their two subpoenas relatively recently. And so I think you'll see this in the notes, that the bulk of this year's costs have been associated with FOIA and the Pilot Commission. And with the recent uptick in FOIA requests, I would expect those would continue to be the drivers over the coming months. Ulysses, you can speak more to this. There was some reporting around a lawsuit related to the project. I don't believe that we've incurred any legal expenses associated with that to date. Ulysses, you can weigh in.
The Blakeslee matter is a matter that is primarily right now between Kiewit and the subcontractor Blakeslee regarding the removal of the dolphins right off the state pier. And that particular matter, there is a modest cost that has been, that has come in regarding that matter, because we do have Robinson and Cole monitoring, if you will, that particular matter. But that so far has been a very modest cost, because this particular matter is primarily between Kiewit and Blakeslee. We are named as a party to that, but we are not the primary defendant in this particular matter. But we're monitoring that, but there has been a very modest, because there's also been a couple of motions to actually change venue, and we had to respond to those motions as well. With respect to the other cost that you mentioned, Mr. Chairman, that is all very, very accurate. Our primary costs have been really in responding to FOI requests. So that's what's generating the primary amount of cost in this area.
Hopefully that helps folks give an understanding of what these external drivers are looking like at the moment. Veronica,
moving on to the core bond project report. Once again, have listed all core projects that are in core and now are reflected in QuickBooks. And as we process invoices against those various projects, you'll see that this report gets updated each month. So there's really no, you know, there's a small amount of activity, especially in the pier area, New London State Pier. That's the core project that ends in 03. Once again, we're using core money, which is tagged as infrastructure improvement at the New London State Pier, And for those invoices that I get for legal and for insurance, I am able to charge some of those expenses to that core project and not general operations, which helps a lot this year since revenue is tight. Also, I didn't include the project, the ACOM report that I normally give you each month that talks about the construction status. It has not changed from last month. If you want to continue to, I can give you the latest one I have, but the latest one I have is dated October. And so I am expecting a new report from ACOM shortly. And once again, I've included the balance sheet the project, not all of the projects. The balance sheet includes all non-restricted and restricted funds by account. I just want to let you know that I did receive another request for two additional tax questionnaires from the Treasury's office. I just received them this week that I'll be working on next month for the April meeting. I plan to have a draft 2024 budget for you all to review and make some decisions on. We are in the process of paying our annual NECR railroad lease payment. That requires partner review before the invoice is actually paid. And just recently we received a NEO written direction for I think it was Moffitt and Nickel invoices that they're processing. So things are moving along. So far we're in good shape. The only thing I'm concerned about is revenue, and I believe I mention that to you all every month. So that is something that I'm keeping my eye on.
And just to that point, as we discussed last month, we do anticipate the commencement of port operations on a portion of the facility next month, and with that will come the start of our lease payments. And so we should see that situation change as projected probably by the time we're together next month, but certainly before the end of the fiscal year.
Well, that's all I had. If you have any questions for me.
Okay. Any comments or questions on any aspect of the financial update? Okay. Any old business? Any new business? Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved by John. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Doug. Meeting is adjourned, 10:25. Thank you all for participating, and we'll talk next month.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Veronica. Nice job.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.